on this episode of Counting Cars. The Mistress of the Dark stops by with a nightmare of a project.
She starts sometimes, sometimes she doesn't. So you can be my satanic mechanic.
Kevin falls for a Torino and starts making crazy offers.
Would you take $35,000?
Would you take $45,000?
Scott hits the wall when I take on an impossible restoration. It's a 71 F-100.
Look, this is labor.
I know that.
This is labor.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I eat them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Did you sell that 42 Cadillac?
This girl shows up?
Yeah.
Absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
Really?
She goes, I just want to be able to see the car, actually touch the car. Honey, touch whoever you want.
Today I'm cruising with Big Ryan. He's been a close friend and my project scout for years. He's always finding hard-to-find vehicles for the shop, and sometimes they can lead to some serious cash.
So where are we going now, man? What are we looking at?
Getting there is the fun.
You just ain't gonna tell me, are you?
No.
Every time we do go look at something, I have to say, you usually find the cool stuff.
Why isn't this open?
Yeah, I think you gotta give it a little.
You're because you're a.
Check this thing out, bro.
This ain't what you brought me out to see, is it?
No.
I mean, because you know me, I'd just cut it up, turn it into a hot rod. Brian! No, I know.
Gary, what's happening?
Hey, come on.
How are you?
Hey.
Hi, Gary, I'm Danny.
You're Danny?
What do you do, brother?
I worked on those doggone old Model Ts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one of yours.
It's my 1924, and it's original.
Wow.
I have been working with Model Ts for about 60 years. Not telling you exactly how old I am, but that's pretty close.
All right. This is what we're looking at right here.
Yes. There's my baby. We're going to give you a really good deal.
This is an early Ford.
71.
71 F-100. Okay. Yeah. I like the body style of these trucks, man. Yes. 71 is a good year for this truck.
It was.
And this is why when you're busting my balls about, why aren't you telling me what it is?
Do I sound like that?
You're a little but it's okay sometimes.
This 71 F-100 comes from a long truck heritage. The first ones rolled off the assembly line in the early 50s and served as our nation's early tow trucks and fire trucks. And to this day, the F-Series Ford truck is still the number one selling truck in the world. It looks like we got the rest of the truck back here. This was a complete truck.
It is. It's all here.
I like the fact that it's already sandblasted so I can see what we got going here. We got some rust, you know, that's eating through, but we can replace all of that over at the shop.
We're not going to charge you extra for the rust out, you know. That kind of goes with a project like this.
Even if this truck was put together, I'd have to disassemble it the minute I got it back to the shop. The fact that it's already completely taken apart and sandblasted puts me way ahead of the game. Saves me time, saves me money. If I can get this truck for around a grand and stay on schedule, I stand to turn about a 5G profit on this truck. The question becomes, what do you want for this?
Well, I'm going to say around $1,500. How does that sound to you?
How about this? Would you take $1,300 in cash, $100 bills? Because I got to feed him, and that's going to cost me at least a couple hundred.
Don't get me involved.
Well, since you put it that way, let's do it.
You're a gentleman, Gary. Big Ryan really came through on this one. In my business, you can't afford to pass up opportunities like this. $1,300 for this F-100, it's a no-brainer. I will turn this trash into cash in no time.
That's a nice truck.
Oh,
that's
a short bed. It's what everybody wants.
Short. I agree.
It's all good.
Good call.
Yeah.
Am I getting fired? What are you two doing in here?
Actually, Danny has a little friend coming.
I got a VIP coming in, man.
Who's coming in?
I have the Elvira on her way down
here. Oh, my God, dude.
Today, I've got a longtime and way cool friend of mine coming by the shop. Her name is Cassandra Peterson, but everybody would know her as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She's got a way cool project that she wants me to work on here at the shop for her. And frankly, I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
It's hot out there. Hey.
How are you, darling?
How are you?
Wonderful. My mistress of the night. Love this girl. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. I'm hot.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
This is Kevin.
How are you?
And this is Scott. Scott,
hey,
Cassandra.
Scott?
Wow.
You're not worthy.
I am not.
Let's go look at your car.
Oh, yeah, please.
Look at this. 59, right?
59 T-Bird with the permanent no top because we chainsawed that off.
The Thunderbird was Ford's answer to the Chevrolet Corvette. It was designed with such grace and elegance, it actually coined the phrase for the first time, a personal luxury car. And it was so cool, it was owned by a lot of celebrities, people like Marilyn Monroe, JFK, even Frank Sinatra had a T-Bird.
This is the original car from my movie, Mistress of the Dark.
Awesome. This ornament on the hood is a blowaway piece. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's you.
That's me. You should have yourself as a hood ornament on your cars. lay in that same pose.
Somehow, I don't think it would look very good. This is awesome, too.
Thank you. Isn't that cool? And then my spider web grill. Did you check that out?
I love the grill.
She's got a great pair of headlights, though, doesn't she?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Are there things that are not working properly?
Oh, yeah. It overheats. She starts sometimes, sometimes she doesn't. There's kind of some loud noises going on.
She's got a little attitude situation?
Yeah, little. So you can be my satanic mechanic. That's perfect.
I don't know, honestly, what it's going to take as far as budget is concerned until I get it up on the rack and check it all out.
I mean, I don't know how much you could do for, like, around $10,000.
That's great. We can make that happen, darling. We really will. I have no doubt that we can get this done. But I actually might have an idea up my sleeve that will just blow her away. Something I've always wanted to do, but I've never had the right customer for it. And trust me, Elvira is perfect for what I have in mind.
What the hell's that? George!
Where do you see this baby?
What in the world is this thing?
I was told to go pick it up.
Where's the rest of this truck? Is this
it? It was there.
Let me go see if Danny's in his office.
Okay. See what's figure going it on. Out. We'll load it if we have to.
When I first saw the F-100, I didn't know what we had there, and I didn't know what we were getting ourselves into.
What's up, Scott? What'd you do?
It's nice, isn't it?
What did you do again?
This is a good deal. It's a 71 F-100. It's in great condition.
Look!
A little bit of...
Look!
It's rock solid.
Look, this is labor!
I know that.
This is labor!
Dude, our guys will knock that right out.
It's not something we can't do. I don't think we should do. People forget how much work we gotta put into it to make it look right, to sell it to a customer fairly. I don't think it's gonna add up.
Trust me, brother, this is going to be beautiful. You can't deny it. You can't deny it.
You know, the Caddyshack dance isn't going to get you out of everything.
Put it in the bed for me. Thanks, Scott.
George!
I scored. I know I did. I've been doing this for a long time. Don't forget, the sign on the wall says Counts Customs, not Scott's Customs.
What a...
I'm thinking about doing a steak bed side on it.
A steak bed's $2,000 to $5,000 worth of work.
This is the dumb... that always makes me look bad.
Come on, Scott. Every time you say come on, it costs us money.
We've been working on the 1959 Thunderbird that Cassandra dropped off at the shop. So far, things have been going real smooth. And my secret edition is really starting to look kick-ass. Meanwhile, Kevin and I are running some errands for the shop.
Did I tell you the other day a pint of paint dropped off somebody's car and spilled right in front of me and it got all over my truck?
Oh, you're kidding. Dude, what is this up here in traffic? See
it? Yeah. That thing is wild looking, though.
Dude, that is an old Ford Torino, like before Starsky and Hutch stuff. This is a cool car. That's something you just don't see very often.
Here, pull up.
Hey,
brother, nice car.
Thank you very much,
what year? Man, that's beautiful.
Not a face.
Oh, dude, he's gone again.
Man, that thing is gorgeous.
Let's see if I can't talk to him.
Oh, you're going to talk to him?
I'm going
to
try.
You're going to have him pull over.
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot. Hey, brother, can we talk to you about your car for a couple minutes? Can you pull over up here somewhere? Awesome, dude. I appreciate that. Nice.
I can tell you right now, I look down in there.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
This could be a money car, man.
This car is sexy. I love the lines. I love the look. And for once, I was really happy that Danny didn't give up.
Man, thanks for stopping.
You betcha.
My name's Danny.
Clint.
Clint.
Hi.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
We're total car fanatics, man. Look at this thing.
Not a problem.
Man, 70 Torino.
The funny part is about this car, it looks like a pretty mean hot rod muscle car. But back in the day, this car was made for a basic family, a husband, wife, a couple kids. And this is a way for the husband to get something that's kind of a hot rod muscle car, but still a family car too.
I love the black accents.
Yeah, the Type Northwest Torino come with the black hood.
That's where it came out of the Northwest?
Yep, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho Ford dealers.
How rare is that as an option?
Well, they only made 357 of these cars. There's probably less than 30, 35 of them still in existence.
This is a family car I could get interested in right here. If I made you a reasonable offer on this car, say somewhere in the $35,000 range, would you even consider that?
You'd have to be up there closer to around 50 or 55, 60,000. That's what I think it's worth to me.
I understand. You know? I really do.
Would you take 45 cash?
I've known Kevin for almost 20 years, and he never makes an offer on a car. He's always the one trying to talk me out of spending money on cars like this. I don't know what got into him, but I kind of like it. If I make you an offer in literally in cash, in $100 bills, would you consider 50 G's on this car?
I wouldn't, because yeah. I've got 3 grandkids
yeah.
that want this car as soon as they graduate. However,
I'm with you.
They're going to have to graduate when they're 4 years old, because I'm not done driving yet.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
My Torino is not for sale because it's made too many memories in my life. I mean, if they start talking stupid money, like around $75,000 to $100,000, well, maybe, but I could never live with myself for selling it.
Dude, what about you coming out swinging on a $45,000 offer? Apparently, you got into this car.
Yeah, I liked it.
Totally shocked me, man.
I got caught up in it all.
I think you did.
What's going on?
How are you, my man? We've been rebuilding this F-100, and I got a great idea for a custom piece on this truck going to add some cool flavor. So I got Paulie in here to help me out in creating a really one-off custom piece. I'm sure Scott's just going to love it. Do you have something you can show me?
I do.
Why don't you go grab it?
It's not quite finished yet, but I'll grab it.
If you don't mind, man, that'd be great. You see this bed? I'm thinking about doing a stake bed side on it, like 3. And it'll waterfall down.
Danny,
boom, boom, boom.
Danny, we talked about this truck.
Right.
A stake bed is a bed that has removable sides, which is even more for a commercial use. They can be very expensive, up to about $5,000. If that's what we're doing on this truck, it can blow the budget.
We're deep in this truck already. A stake bed's $2,000 to $5,000 worth of work.
Huh?
I got a buyer lined up. They already put their money down. They're flying in 3 days to pick it up. Into the ninth hour, Danny wants to put some custom rails on it. I know they'll love the look. I don't know if they'll love the added cost.
This is the dumb right here that makes me look bad.
I think it
should look good.
Check this out. Get the out of here. You already had to make it.
That's nice. Look at this. Just look at this, Scott. Look.
What the is the use of talking to you? You don't ever listen.
Come on, Scott. Look at this, man. It's beautiful.
Every time you say, come on, it costs us money.
Come on. Oh, my goodness. Are you ready to see your baby?
Yes, I am ready.
Come on, Rolly.
This is how I always wanted it to be.
A few weeks ago, Big Ryan found me a Ford F-100 project that was just way too cheap to pass up. My initial plan was just put it together and flip it quick. The problem is I fell in love with her. I went all out on this truck, and it is sweet. The good news is Scott found me a buyer. Bad news is they flew in from Jersey, and the truck ain't quite ready yet.
You're gonna love this.
Joan, she loves old trucks, and we liked what we saw on the pictures they sent us, so we came here today to
pick it up.
This is Tom and Joan.
Oh, me first.
Absolutely. So
I hope you're I hope you're digging on it, man.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's beautiful.
That looks, yeah, it's gorgeous.
I knew you guys were coming, but we just couldn't get it quite perfect done yet.
We're not there?
Almost.
Like,
we're almost there.
Because, you know, we're like on a time schedule.
I know.
It's not ready to drive it. How do we know?
The motor has a warranty. Right. The transmission has a warranty.
Scott.
Yeah.
I live in New Jersey. Joan needs to get service on the truck. It's under warranty. So what am I telling Joan? Oh, Joan, listen, just drive 3 days to Las Vegas and get it fixed and he'll come back.
Tom is right. By us not having the truck done, he takes a risk. Here at Counts Customs, I always make sure the customer's happy. So I'm pretty sure he's going to fall in love with it. Come on up in front. Take a look at that engine.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You want to fire it up, honey?
Bob, she's okay to start it, right?
Now you tell me it won't even start?
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Joan, hit it.
Get a ticket when you get home.
You know, my original budget on the F-100 with the customer was about $35,000 to $40,000, but we're in this truck $37,000. Since they flew across the country and the vehicle wasn't ready, we'll be lucky if we break even on this build.
Is everything you wanted?
Yes, yes.
I wish it was done, but...
I do too.
So what are you thinking, Tom?
Be honest with you guys, I'm pretty happy with about $32,000.
Whoa.
It's not that bad.
We're in it more than 32 ourselves.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Scott, where should we go with
this? How about 43?
No. You got to come a little more than that.
Well, how about you come up, and we'll find somewhere in the middle.
Okay. 33.
Yeah, that's...
Right?
That's deal? It's still a little light.
I think if the truck was ready and we're ready to roll out of here, Joan was driving today because she was all excited. I think that you have to discount at least some bucks off for the excitement factor. Okay.
Yeah, where can we go?
35. We got a deal. Joan's happy at that. Are you happy at that number?
Yeah. 37.
We're happy. We're happy.
Danny, you call it. It's your shop.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal.
Okay.
Thank
deal.
You, Tom.
Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate
Thank
that
you,
yeah. very much. It's our fault that the truck wasn't ready, so we had to settle for $35,000. Now, I'm in the truck $37,000, so I took a hit. But sometimes it's all about the reputation and just making sure that the customer leaves happy. I'm glad y'all like it, because I know it's going to a good home, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good home.
That feels
great. I
want
to go sit in it again.
You know whose upholstery check this is right here?
Jose's.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, my God. You look great.
Thank you. The Count called me and
he
told
did.
Me that my ride was ready.
Pardon me. You are amazing.
Thank you. You look very excited.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Either that or that's a pack of mints in your pocket.
It's everything you want it to be. When I was a kid, oh, my God, she was hot. Seeing her now in person, she's even hotter. If Danny would have been nice, he'd have told me she was coming, I'd have busted out the nice clothes, hit the hot dog neck a little bit.
If I'm sleeping, don't anybody wake me up.
Come over here, I'm going to pinch you.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, I'm good.
I'll see yes, you are. Kevin's sweating on his head a little bit, too.
Are you ready to
yes,
see your baby?
I'm ready.
Stop doing that. I'm going to lose control. Come on, let's
go. We fixed this 59 Thunderbird right. We did a lot of engine work on it, gave her a whole new paint job. We did one more thing that I think is going to push this project right over the top. Are you ready?
Oh my God.
All right, come on, Rolly.
Oh my God.
Come on up.
This is how I always wanted it to be. God.
But yeah, she's beautiful all the way around. All the chrome, everything is done.
Look at the upholstery, my God,
oh, yeah.
The upholstery's all new.
Now you've got your sofa style seat back here again.
Looks really comfortable.
And then.
Oh no.
All of this custom body work, paint and polish, it's par for the course at my shop. And I'm glad she likes it. But I always love to go over and above for all my customers. So I added a special feature to this car that Elvira is just going to die for.
Oh my God.
your own coffin truck.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, my God, now I have a place to be buried. To get this car the way I wanted it has been a quest for me that started in 1989. The car was in the movie. It was a prop that disappeared for 10 years. Now the car is back. It's mine, and it's more fantastic than ever. I'm a little scared.
What'd I do?
There's no way you did this for $10,000. I mean, that's what I'm worried about.
No.
There's no way in hell.
You're good.
Yep.
You're good.
No.
We're square.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. You guys did a freaking awesome job.
I'm so glad you're blown away.
In order to keep the restoration cost within her budget, I cut Cassandra a break on the labor. But it was worth it to see her reaction. Not to mention the reaction of everyone around here who's absolutely in love with her.
What do you say, me and you go for a cruise?
Ooh, yeah. Let's do it right now. I'm going to take 1 second and get ready, though, okay?
You get more ready than this?
I'm going to slip into something less comfortable.
I will be right here.
I'll get this for you.
Did you need
there.
Me to help?
No, thanks, Scott. Get in the trunk.
Just check it.
This gorgeous macabre mobile with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and myself, the Count. The Las Vegas Strip at night? There's no better way to cruise.
To have this car actually looking beautiful and working.
Absolutely.
It's my best nightmare.
It's my best.
And now we're driving down the strip. Hey, what's up? Hey, how's it going?
I love it. It seemed like everyone dug this car, and it was a real special project for the shop. And I'm just so happy to take this special car and get her back on the road.
I have this feeling they think we're lookalikes. It's true.
It is true.
God.